Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Generally, multiplayer games exist so that players can cooperate, whether it's shooting opponents or just working as a team to get the job done. It's been made clear by the popularity of multiplayer games over the years that we love working together. But this doesn't mean that all multiplayers are made for wholesome cooperation. In fact, there's a metric ton of games that thrive on making you turn on your most trusted buddies, despite how absolutely diabolical this is. It's especially diabolical when you don't see it coming, though. In games that have a competitive element or are based around dishonesty, you know what you're in for. But plenty of titles pull the wool over your eyes until the last second before revealing that you need to murder a pal. In short, when Mario Kart gets tense, trust no one. Not even yourself. I'm Kirsten from What Culture Gaming, and these are 10 times video games made you betray your friends. Number 10, Age of Empires. In Age of Empire, not only will you betray your friends, but you'll betray them for 4 hours, after having previously teamed with them for another 4. And the betrayals are suitably brutal too. In order to properly ally, you can sign treaties with other players, only to secretly cancel the treaty and slaughter all their troops before they've even really realised what's up. Issue is, you'll often do this trying to preempt their betrayal, which explains your actions, but it doesn't totally justify them, especially if you find out that your loyal pal actually didn't intend to stab you in the back at all. Would your friends have your back even when it's not an advantage to them? How long would it take them to betray you? It becomes a total mind game, and as fun as this is, epic betrayals can leave you a little sore for a minute or two after you've been defeated. Number 9, Friday the 13th, The Game. In theory, Friday the 13th should always have all players work together and try to help one another out, half because it's the right thing to do, and half because it leaves more potential targets for Jason to go after that aren't you. But that doesn't mean you can always have everyone's back, even if you're playing with pals. Sometimes this is because a friend has somehow ended up in Jason's crosshairs and you simply can't find any way to help them, or need to get to another task to make sure everyone else can get to safety. However, it's also just as possible that you simply can't be bothered to help them, or are planning to use one of the escape routes that doesn't have room for a lot of people, like the two-seater boat. All of these reasons are pragmatic, but all of them also require you to ditch your buddies to try and maximise your potential of winning the game, which doesn't always leave you looking like a good guy. On the plus, you can always try and kill Jason, but it will require group cooperation and strategy, so it's a risky manoeuvre, even if it leaves you feeling less guilty. Number 8, Project Winter. While a lesser-known multiplayer game compared to the likes of Mario Kart or Age of Empires, Project Winter is a masterclass in manipulation, which is why it's infinitely more fun when played against friends. The game takes place between 8 players, who get split into 2 groups, the survivors and the traitors. The survivors' goals are to complete tasks to allow them to find one of the vehicles hidden around the area and escape. The traitors' goal, as you may have guessed, is simply to stop that from happening, and that's where the fun begins. Naturally, anyone can express concern that another player is the traitor or doing suspicious things, but this person can easily be a traitor, meaning everything anyone says or does has to be taken with a grain of salt. This is especially fun in video game format because Project Winter has several different modes of chat, from player-wide communication to proximity chat. This means that unlike in a board game, there's more opportunity for explicit collaboration and private gossip, which naturally generates even more chaos. Number 7, Pokemon Go. Initially, Pokemon Go seems like the sweetest collaborative game ever. You can trade with friends, raid with them, and even send them little presents just as an extra touch. At each landmark that the game recognises, players are able to put their Pokemon there to guard it, earning them coins the longer they're there. Unfortunately, if you and your friend live close enough, this means a lot of the gyms you're going to want will be ones they've either conquered or want to, meaning that your best bud has now become direct competition on your journey to become the very best.
like no one ever was.
It's not exactly a betrayal you can hide either, as you get a notification when your gym party are wiped out, and you can see your friend has massacred all of your favourite critters for just a few more measly coins. With friends like these, it's no wonder that Team Rocket has such a high membership. Number 6, Town of Salem. If you ever want to learn which of your friends is the best at lying to people, there are a few better ways to find out than sitting everyone down and playing a game of Town of Salem. Or 3. The game is sort of like Project Winter, only a little more complicated. Instead of two factions, players are split into 3. Townsfolk, Mafia, and Neutrals. The Townsfolk aim to kill the Mafia aim to kill the Townsfolk, and Neutral players have their own unique goal. For example, the Werewolf is able to kill someone every full moon. With this eclectic bunch set up, the game begins. As you'd expect from this description, things are fully manic from start to end, with everyone trying to cover their exact nature so that they can survive to the end of the game. Though some players are able to find out who is what after investigating, this isn't a common skill, leaving the majority of folks to guess who is what based on their own personal detective skills. Also, more than one innocent person will definitely end up getting killed by someone in their faction. That's just the way it is. Number 5, Mario Kart. What is it about multiplayer Mario games that makes us turn on our friends almost instinctively? Nobody can quite say, but they can say one thing for sure. Getting a blue shell when your friend is in first place is a beautiful, if slightly guilty, feeling. Competitive racing often sees you try your all and downright push each other off the road, as you jostle with one another to try and get the perfect line in the track. There's also a nefarious little mechanic that sneaks into these games called slipstreaming that is likely familiar to many real-world racing fans. What this means is that when you're behind another car, or cart, for long enough, you get a speed boost, which you can then use to get in front of them. This is rough enough alone because it means that you can outdo a better driver simply by staying behind them, but it also has more evil implications. You can also time this so that you can stay behind them until you see the finish line, before boosting leisurely towards victory, which is equal parts awful and hilarious. Number 4, Splinter Cell Conviction. The multiplayer story on Splinter Cell Conviction is equal parts badass and emotionally damaging. Because after supporting and being supported by your friend the entire way through the campaign, you then get a call from your bosses, who have an interesting assignment for you: to kill your buddy in cold blood. What you don't know, however, is that your buddy has also just gotten the same call, and that the two of you are now hunting each other down, unaware of your mutually assured destruction. This is especially tense if you're talking while you play the game, as you both now awkwardly joke around like nothing is wrong, while you steadily approach each other, preparing to snap a neck. While this is one example that shouldn't lead to bad blood that lasts very long, as at the end of the day, you both were trying to do the same deed, the memory of either being shot by a pal in the face or shooting a pal in the face is something that you might not forget for a good while. Number 3, Castle Crushers. You could easily play a decent portion of Castle Crushers under the impression that the entire game is just a wholesome co-op from wall to wall. It's you and your pal, or pals, against countless swarms of evil, and that builds a bond that feels indestructible. Well, it's indestructible until you finish any of the boss battles and discover that if more than one of you has made it to the end alive, you now need to duke it out in order to win the reward of a smooch from the princess. Despite the fact that none of you are planning a future with this cartoon lady, you will suddenly viciously turn on each other for little reason other than you can. Hilariously, because the boss battles are at the end of the stages, you'll continue this almost as a cycle, building your bond back up again as you fight through levels, only to beat 10 bells out of one another whenever you're given the chance. Number 2, A Way Out. A Way Out is basically a friendship betrayal sim, given how intensely you have to sell out your friend at the end of the game. After surviving and then breaking out of prison together, escaping the law as a team, and generally having each other's backs throughout crazy circumstances, you discover that things aren't what they seemed. This is because one of you, Vincent, is actually an undercover cop who has no intention of letting his buddy Leo actually go free. And thus, at the end of the game, you find yourself locked into a vicious battle with the person that you've been working with the whole game, who is also potentially one of your dearest friends in real life. To make matters just that extra bit more tense, the game actually has two endings depending on who wins this fight, so you actually have a decent incentive to want to win this fight as well. Although this does kind of suck for whichever friend loses, as they get to see how the plot would continue if the character that they played as didn't bite the dust. Possibly worth playing twice to get both endings with this one, just so everyone gets their moment. Number 1, Mario Party. Well, we all saw this one coming, and for very good reason. Mario Party, for all of its cutesy graphics and happy soundtrack, seems to have been created as a way to teach kids about the concept of betrayal, when a friend they have made a pact with inevitably steals their stars in order to snag a close win. Only it's fun enough that all ages still play it, and still find their real-world friendships challenged by the mechanics of a wholesome-looking video game. It's unclear exactly how Mario Party manages to consistently give you the same vibe as the world's most brutal Monopoly game, or exactly why it's so fun to play it and spend an hour mistrusting your pals. On the plus side, the fact that Mario Party is a series so infamous for having everyone turn on each other means that everyone goes into it knowing what to expect, unless you've brought an unwitting participant along, in which case they'll find out the game's true nature very fast. Mario Party also requires you to be absolutely ruthless, but because it's also a series so based on luck, it feels a little less evil turning on your friends, and a little more like chaotic fun. After all, who knows who's going to have their fate turn next?
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.